Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for your strength that we always see in our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercies speaking for us and working for us. Thank you, Lord, for your words that are coming to pass in our lives and situations. Thank you for those breakthroughs and interventions. Your mighty hand has demonstrated in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing us how faithful you are. Because every time we call upon you, you always answer. You have never left us alone. You have not allowed us to be put to shame. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the doors you have already opened for us. The doors that will announce our greatness. The doors that would lift us up to the next height you want us to be. Thank you for how you have opened these doors for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for how far you have helped us since the beginning of these 30 days fasting. Thank you, Lord, for where we are today. Thank you for a lot of victories you have given to us already. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for moving mountains. Thank you for moving mountains that were going to stop us from moving forward. Thank you for connecting us with opportunities that we need at this time to succeed and prosper. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that even tonight, this evening, this midnight, as we seek your face, as we pray with faith in your abilities, O Lord, help us once again. Show us your faithfulness again. Revive us again. Empower us again. Visit us again. And transform our lives again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do even more than our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord will reach out his hand to you wherever you are, and he will change things in your life in Jesus' name. We're going to take some spiritual songs, worship songs, before we begin to pray with prayer points. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, we are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, oh Lord, oh Lord. Your word is settled. Your word is settled in heaven. It is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Your word is settled in heaven. It is centered. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, Lamb of God, what is your name? What is your name? Lamp of God, worthy is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name? How powerful is your name, O Lord, Savior? How powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? O Lord, how powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? O Lord, how great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. Every high will see how great is our God. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. give you all the love. We give you all the glory. We give you all the love. We give you all the glory. We give you all the love. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all the love. We give you all the glory. We give you all the love. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Savior. We give you all the love. We give you all the glory. We give you all the blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched me, he touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks, thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. It can never ever change. You will never ever change. You can never ever change. Jesus the same forever. You can never ever change. You will never ever change. He can never ever change. Jesus the same forever. He can never change. He can never ever change. He will never ever change. He can never ever change. Jesus the same forever. Until the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Until the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, until the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him, praise him, glorify him, adore him, magnify him, worship his majesty. Worship your God, your Lord, your Creator, your Father, your Helper. Worship him, your Savior, your Redeemer. Praise him, adore him, glorify him, magnify him. Worship the King of Glory, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Most High God, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, the one who was and is to come, the controller of all things, the controller of all creatures, the controller of time and seasons, worship him, the controller of all the elements of the universe. Praise him. We worship you, Father. We worship you, El Shaddai. We worship you, El Elyon. We worship you, our Father. Our Father. Our Savior. Our Healer. Our Deliverer. Our Restorer. Our Provider. Our Shepherd. We worship you, Father. Our Defender. We praise you, Lord. Our Strength. We praise you, Father. Our Power. We worship you, Lord. Be exalted forever. Be praised forever. For you alone is the Lord. You alone is the Lord. You alone is the Lord. Beside you there is no other. Above you there is no other. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. No one can do the things you do. No one can change lives as you do. No one can bless as you do. No one can heal and deliver as you do. We praise you, Father. Giver of eternal life, we worship you. Thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you for everything you are doing in our lives, even right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you will be doing very shortly. For us, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, I thank you for you have done great things in my life." You're going to say, "Oh Lord, I thank you, for you have done great things in my life. Great things in my life." Open your mouth to begin to thank God like that. Say, "Thank you, Lord, for you have done great things in my life. In my spirit, you have done great things. In my soul, you have done great things. In my body, you have done great things. In my environment, you have done great things. In my calling, you have done great things. In my career, you have done great things. In my finances, you have done great things. You have done great things in my life. Thank you, Father. You have done great things in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You have done great things. things no man can do, things the wisdom of men cannot do, things the smartness of men cannot do, things doctors and drugs cannot do. Indeed, you have done great things in my life. Thank you, Jesus. For you, I've done great things. For you, I've done great things. Things my parents could not do. Things the people I depend on, things they could not do for me. You have done great things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. There are a lot of things God have already done for us during this fasting. Yeah, I'm speaking to those of you that were faithful to the fast. Yeah, a lot of things the Lord have done for us. A lot of things. So I want us to really thank God. Things that you might not be seeing now, but very shortly you will see them. Yeah, I know many of you, your faith is very small. But these things, you will see them. Even with your very small faith. Because God have already done them. You will see them. So you are going to thank God. You are going to say, Father, thank you for all the blessings and victories you have showered upon my life during this fasting. You can say, Father, thank you for all the blessings and victories you have showered upon my life during these 30 days fasting. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Because indeed, he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Say, Father, thank you for all the blessings and victories you have showered upon my life during this fasting. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him like that. Thank you for everything you have done in my life during this fasting. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the chains that have been broken. Thank you for the darkness you have removed. Thank you, Lord, for diseases, sicknesses you have removed. Thank you for poverty you have removed. Thank you for weaknesses you have removed. Thank you, Lord, for shame and disgrace you have removed. Thank you for everything you have done during the course of this month. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God for situations that He allowed to happen so that He can change your story. Yeah. There are some situations that you might think is negative, but it's part of God's plan because He wants to produce something great from it. Yeah. A lot of those situations happen when God is about to change your story. God will allow situations that appear negative to happen because of what He wants to do for you. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for the situations you have allowed to happen in my life, because you want to change my story. You want to rewrite my history. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for situations you have allowed to happen to me. Situations you have brought upon me. Situations you have allowed to happen in my environment, so that you can change my life through that, through the situation. So that you can reposition me through the situation. So that you can elevate me through the situations. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in my life to change my story. Thank you for what you are doing in my life to change my story. Thank you for situations you have created to change my story. Situations you have allowed to change my story. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In fact, the people that used to like you before, God can suddenly make them to begin to hate you because He wants to change your story. Yeah. So thank God for whatever is happening right now. Because God wants to use it. It could be God is using the situations to open your eyes to what you have not been saying all this while. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for every situation you have allowed in my life to change my story. Thank you for every situation you have allowed to happen to me so that I can grow spiritually, so that I can grow in authority, grow in wisdom, grow in understanding, grow in revelations. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I do not want to seek you in vain. O Lord, show me mercy. You're going to say, Father, I do not want to seek you in vain. I do not want to wait on you in vain. I do not want to fast in vain, pray in vain. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Let my life be transformed. My entire life be transformed for good. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God like that. God has said it in His word that He will not allow you to seek Him in vain. God has said it that He has said it that when you seek Him with the whole of your heart, that you will find Him. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I do not want to seek you in vain. O Lord, show me mercy. O Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Change my life completely, my entire life. Change my entire life. Change my entire life. Continue to talk to God like that. Say, oh Lord, I do not want to fast in vain. I do not want to pray in vain. I do not want to wait on you in vain. Oh Lord, please show me mercy. Please show me mercy and change my life. Change my life. Change my life. My entire life. Transform my life by your mercy. Transform my life. All the changes I want in my life. Oh Lord, let me see them. Begin to talk to him like that. Say, oh Lord, all the changes I want in my life. Let me see them. Let me see them. Let me see them. Let them happen to me. All the changes I desire. The transformations I desire. The elevation I desire. The success I desire. The beauty I desire. The glory I desire. The growth I desire. The blessings I desire. Lord, let them enter into my life. Let them happen to me by your mercy. By your mercy. Help me, Lord Jesus. Change my life, Lord Jesus. The connections I desire. The opportunities I desire. Oh Lord, let them happen to me. The associations I desire, the friendships I desire. Oh Lord, let them happen to me. The change of status I desire. The riches and wealth I desire. Oh Lord, let them happen in my life by your mercy. The deliverance I desire. The healing I desire. The freedom. The liberty I desire. Oh Lord, let them happen to me. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. I'm mentioning things that might be your desires. So that you can talk them. You can speak them out. So you can tell God to do them by his mercies in your life. Talk to God. The anointing I desire. The grace I desire. The spiritual gifts I desire. Oh Lord, let them happen to me by your mercies. Release them into my life by your mercies. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Talk to God. Let your mind be in this prayer meeting. That is how your prayer will work. Not that you are praying and your mind is somewhere else. Talk to God from your heart. I don't know if you want to fast in vain. I personally don't want to fast in vain. Yeah, I don't want to seek God in vain. I want changes in my life. I believe you want the same too. Talk to God. That His mercy will speak for you. That His mercy will speak for you. Say, oh Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Let all the changes I desire begin to happen in my life. All the changes I desire. The empowerment. I desire, the establishment I desire, the enlightenment I desire, the spiritual advancement I desire, the divine abilities I desire. Oh Lord, let them happen to me. In the name of Jesus, let them happen to me. The victories I desire, the restoration I desire, the impartation I desire. Oh Lord, let them happen to me. The sanctification I desire. Let it happen to me. The Holy Ghost baptism I desire. Let it happen to me. The business establishment I desire. Let it happen to me. The prosperity I desire. Oh Lord, let it happen to me. In the name of Jesus. The intimacy with you that I desire. The marital breakthrough I desire. Oh Lord, let him happen to me. Talk to him everything you desire. That his mercy will release them into your life even before the end of this fasting. That his mercy will release them into your life. That his mercy will release them into your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You know, there is no forgiveness without genuine repentance. I believe you know that. There is no forgiveness of sin without genuine repentance from sin. Yeah. So if there is a sin you have not repented from, be sure that God cannot forgive you that sin. Yeah. And there was a time I did a teaching on how repentance destroys evil patterns. Our repentance destroys evil patterns. That is, the evil pattern that runs in your bloodline. The evil pattern that runs in your family line. What happened, like let's say what happened to your grandparents, also happened to your parents. And now is happening to you. Yeah. Repentance is very powerful to destroy such evil patterns. Yeah, evil patterns. Genuine repentance. Genuine repentance. So you're going to pray that God will help you to genuinely repent of every sin that you have not repented from. I believe you know the meaning of repentance. That is, you're saying, I'm not doing this again because God ate this. I'm not doing it again. And you mean it in your heart. Because the Holy Spirit ate this, I'm not doing it again. So you're going to say, oh Lord, grant me the grace to genuinely repent of all sin, of every sin that is left Yeah, because some of us we feel like since I've repented on the major sins, the common sins, the popular sins, the one that is well known, lying, stealing, sexual immorality, and then you feel like the other ones, you feel like there's no need. There is need. If you want to be completely free, there is need. So you're going to talk to God. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, grant me grace to genuinely repent of all sins. All sins that are left in my life. Every sin that is still left in my life. Give me grace to repent, to come out of them all." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Give me grace, Jesus. Give me grace, Jesus. Including the things you think is not a sin. And Jesus is saying it is a sin. That the Lord will help you to know that it is a sin. The things you think is not a sin. Tell God that He should help you to identify things in your life that you do all the time. Things you think is not bad. Things that you think is not a sin. That the Lord should help you identify them and repent from them and repent of them all. Talk to God. Say, "Oh Lord, help me to repent of every sin that is still left in my life. Help me to turn away from every sin that is still left in my life. Every sin that is still left in my character. Every sin that is still left in my behavior. Every sin that is still left in my attitude. Every sin that is still left in my mindset. In my thoughts. In my mindedness. Every sin that is still left. Help me to repent. Help me to repent. Help me to turn away from them all in the name of Jesus. Help me also to turn away from things that I do that I don't know they are sinful. Things that I do that I don't know they are unrighteous. Help me to also repent of such things in the name of Jesus so that you can forgive me completely. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you check the scriptures, you will see how Jesus connected forgiveness of sin to healing, forgiveness of sin to receiving divine healing. And you know, it's not only your body that God heals. God heals our hearts. He heals our souls. He heals our spirits. And in fact, God heals our life, everything going on in our life. God heals marriages. He heals businesses. Yeah, because everything in this world is sick. Everything. The systems of this world, sick. Yeah, because darkness is everywhere. Yeah, so forgiveness leads to healing. So God heals our finances. He heals everything in our lives. So you're going to pray. I believe that that your heart is already repenting of every sin that you can remember that is still in your life. So with that repentant heart, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me completely and release the blood of Jesus to heal everywhere in my life that needs healing. I repeat, you're going to say, Father, forgive me completely in your mercy and release the blood of Jesus to heal everything in my life that needs healing. Everything in my life that needs healing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. No man can be healed by God if they have not been forgiven first. Without forgiveness, there is no healing. There is no healing. Say, oh Lord, forgive me completely. Forgive me completely. Forgive me completely by your mercy. And release the blood of Jesus into my life to heal every area of my life that needs healing. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus to heal my spirit. Release the blood of Jesus to heal my soul. Release the blood of Jesus to heal my body. Release the blood of Jesus to heal my business, my finances, my marriage, my career, my calling, my ministry. Release the blood of Jesus to heal every part of my life, every aspect of my life that needs healing. Release the blood of Jesus right now. Release the blood of Jesus right now. Thank you, Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into my life. If you don't have joy, you need healing. If you don't have peace, you need healing. Say, Lord, release the blood of Jesus to heal me. If you can't get rid of bitterness, hunger, you need healing. Say, oh Lord, release the blood of Jesus to heal every part of my life. Every part of me that needs healing. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that the mercy of God upon this meeting, upon this prayer session, shall bring unto you forgiveness, complete forgiveness, total forgiveness. The mercy of God upon this prayer session shall bring into your life complete forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Complete forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. And by the reason of that forgiveness, there shall be healings in your life. Healings in your life. Healings in your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, healings in your life in Jesus' name, healings in your soul, healings in your body, healings in your spirit, healings in your finances, healings in your business, healings in your career, healings in your calling, healings in your ministry. Receive healings now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So we are still praying, trusting in the mercies of God. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your mercies, release into my life every gift I should have received by now. Say, Father, by your mercies, release into my life every gift I should have gotten by now. Blessings I should have gotten by now. Blessings I should have gotten by now. Helps I should have gotten by now. Benefits I should have gotten by now. Oh Lord, by your mercies, release them now. Release them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Release them now. Thank you, Lord. I see a lot of blessings. A lot of blessings. If you can pray, you will receive a lot of blessings. Because you should have received those blessings by now. Talk to God. Say, Lord, by your mercies. By your mercies. By your mercies. Release into my life blessings I should have received by now. Divine visitations I should have gotten by now. Divine interventions I should have gotten by now. Divine encounters I should have gotten by now. Oh Lord, release them now into my life. By your mercies. By your mercies. By your mercies. In the name of Jesus. Favors I should have received by now. Solutions to problems I should have gotten by now. Spiritual gifts, anointing I should have gotten by now. Oh Lord, release them into my life by your mercies. By your mercies. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're talking to God. Release them. Release them into my life. Release them into my life. Release them into my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help us of destiny. I should have met. I think it's meet. I should have meet by now. Help us of destiny. Sponsors of vision. We have people that God have ordained them to sponsor your vision. And they will never get tired of doing that. They don't care how much it's going to cost to sponsor your vision. They just want you to name the price. And they will do it immediately. And they will never get tired. And of course, they are not expecting anything from you in return. Yeah, because God has sent them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help us of destiny. I should have met by now. That should have met me by now. Oh Lord, release them now. Sponsors of my vision that should have reached me by now. Oh Lord, release them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I want those people that really want this prayer session to do wonders in their lives tonight, to take these prayer points very serious. It might just be 5 of you that really want some drastic changes. If it is just 5 of you, pray it with seriousness. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, help us of destiny. Help us of destiny that should have come into my life by now. Oh Lord, release them by your mercy. Release them by your mercy. Release them by your mercies. In the name of Jesus, sponsors of my vision that should have entered into my life by now, that should have reached me by now, and begin their sponsorship by now. Oh Lord, send them into my life. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Send them into my life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You need to know that the devil is aware of your plans. Yeah, that is what many Christians don't know. They would have beautiful plans, beautiful intentions. Yeah, and they would think devil would be looking at them while they have those plans. Devil will surely attack your plans. Every good plan you have, every good intentions you have, because that is your purpose in life, because you consider that as your calling, as your purpose, that is, you consider doing those plans, doing those intentions as your calling. Don't think devil will not attack. He will surely attack. And you must be ready for him. So not that you have good plans and then you are not praying. You are not fighting. Yeah, it means the plans will not work. Yeah, that is what it means. Yeah, because the devil will always attack anything good on earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume every attack of darkness coming to stop my plans from succeeding, coming to stop my good intentions from succeeding, from happening. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every attack of the enemy against the success of my plans, against the success of my good intentions, against the execution of my intentions, the manifestation, the fulfillment of my good intentions. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume them. Every attack of darkness coming to storm the fulfillment of my good intentions, the success of my plans, my godly plans, let the hunger of God consume them now. Let the hunger of God waste them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. He is going to pray. God wants us to be in control of the affairs of this world. God wants Christians to be in control. He has given us the power to take control, to take charge of the affairs of this world. So don't expect that things will go well if you have not taken charge in the realm of the spirit. In fact, if things begin to go well nicely without you doing anything, you should even be scared. Yeah, maybe it's a trap. Yeah, if you are not praying very seriously and some things are just going well, maybe it's a trap. Maybe it's not from God. Or, well, some people might be praying for you. So it could be the prayers of those praying for you. Yeah, but for you to really see great success in your life, calling and destiny, you must take charge. You must be in control in the place of prayer. You must be in control. God has given us the keys. He said, whatsoever we bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I take the place of dominion. I take the place of control that Jesus has reserved for me. Say, I take the place of dominion. I take the place of authority. I take the place of control that Jesus has reserved for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I take that place, the place of dominion, the place of control, the place of dominion, the place of control. The Bible says that we are seated in Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. So if Jesus rules the world, we rule the world too. Anything Jesus controls, we control them too. Anything that bows before Jesus, they bow before us too. Because we are inside Jesus in dominion. Begin to say, I take the place of dominion. I take the place of authority that Jesus has reserved for me. That Jesus has reserved for me. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. There are rooms inside Jesus, thrones inside Jesus, for you to sit there and take dominion. There are places in Jesus where you from there begin to control the affairs of the world. Places in Jesus, realms in Jesus, where you will be, and from there you will be controlling the affairs of the world. You'll be controlling things for the will of God. Controlling your environment for the will of God. Begin to say, I take my place of dominion. My place of authority that is in Christ Jesus. I take that place now. I take that place now. From today, I begin to rule together with Jesus. I begin to take dominion together with Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. know, for some time, I always, I always shake when devil is prevailing. Yeah, I would be like, oh, devil has come again. Satan has come again. What will I do now? Oh, Satan is here again. Yeah, because God has given me a very sensitive spirit. Yeah, so I could even know, I could discern the presence of demons, the operations of demons. Yeah, so I would be, you know, I would be shaking with fear. Oh, Satan has come again. Oh, Satan is here again. These demons are here again. This darkness is here again. Yeah, but when God made me to realize that as He is in control, so I am in control. So it's not about, oh, this problem has come again. It's about, do you want the problem to stay? Or you want it to disappear? Because the key is in your hand. You can lock demons out of your life forever as long as you keep using the key. Jesus has given you the key. You can lock darkness, lock witchcraft out of your life forever. You can lock demons out of your mind, because demons, they do a lot of mind control. Demons control the minds of people. They give people the thoughts they should think. You can lock demons out of your mind forever as long as you keep the keys in your hand. Yeah, so when I realize that I'm the one to make the choice, it's not really about the demons. It's about, what do I want? Do I want them to stay or do I want them to leave? Because I have the keys. So you are going to pray. I don't know if you also want them to stay. If you want the operations of darkness to stay, or you want to lock them out of your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the keys of the kingdom of heaven, I lock out of my life every darkness, every witchcraft, every demons right now in the name of Jesus. By the keys of the kingdom of heaven, I lock out of my life, out of my marriage, out of my home, out of my business, out of my career, every darkness, every witchcraft, every principality, every power of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to lock them out. If you believe you have the keys, say, I lock out of my life every ancestral demon. I lock out of my life every generational curse. I lock out of my life every witchcraft, every serpentine spirit, every marine spirit. I lock them out of my life by the keys of the kingdom of heaven. By the keys of the kingdom of heaven, right now, in the name of Jesus, every scarcity, I lock them out of my life. Every poverty, I lock them out of my life. By the keys of the kingdom of heaven, sicknesses and diseases, I lock them out of my life. Every pollution, every works of darkness, I lock them out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you see, you can so much advance in divine authority, which of course will happen through faith. Yeah, but many preachers are not really teaching people faith in these last days. And that is what we will need to survive. Yeah. Because they want the people to depend on the anointing. Do you think the anointing will always be available without faith? Is a lie. The only thing that will keep the anointing to always be available is faith. Yeah. So any preacher that is not teaching the people to be strong in faith is killing the people. Because very soon the people will die. They will die spiritually and they will die physically. Yeah. So because it is your faith that will produce victories in your life. So, as I was saying, there is an advancement you would reach in spiritual authority, in divine authority, through faith, that even the devil will become afraid of you. Witches and wizards will become afraid of you. In fact, territorial demons will become afraid of you. Principalities will become afraid of you. Because they are looking at you as, you know, they are looking at you and they are seeing a person who knows his place in Christ Jesus. They are looking at you and they are seeing a person who knows who he is in Christ Jesus, who knows the authority and dominion available to him or her in Christ Jesus. So when they see that you have ascended to that place of authority, they will be scared of you. I mean, they will be scared to the point that they will even say it. Yeah. They will speak it. Yeah. They will speak it. Yeah, because they will be afraid. So you're going to pray. You need to rise in spiritual authority and dominion. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, give me grace and an anointing and faith. Yeah, that is the most important. Say, Father, give me grace, anointing, and faith to rise in divine authority such that all the kingdoms of darkness begin to fear me. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, Father, give me grace, anointing, and faith, living faith, to advance in spiritual authority, in divine authority, such that all the kingdoms of darkness begin to fear me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Such that all the realms of darkness begin to fear me. Such that all the powers of darkness begin to fear me. The princes of darkness begin to fear me. Oh Lord, make me to advance in divine authority. Make me to advance in the authority of your kingdom. Make me to advance in the dominion of your kingdom, such that all the entities of darkness, creatures of darkness, begin to run at my side. In the name of Jesus, make me advance. Make me rise. Make me advance in divine authority, in spiritual authority, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When you are in this realm of authority, of the kingdom authority and dominion, you will know that you are there. Yeah, you will know it. In fact, every cell of your body will know that you are in a realm where it is whatsoever you allow that happens. And whatsoever you don't allow cannot happen. You will know when you are in that realm. Everything will testify it. Your spirit will testify it. Your soul will testify it. Your body, every cell in your body will testify it. Even your environment will testify it, that you are now in control. Yeah, so I want us to pray that prayer again. Elijah is just a man like you and I. And he was able to lock up the heavens from raining. And he was also able to open up the heavens to rain. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and lift me up into the realm of your kingdom authority and dominion. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me. Let your hand come upon me. And let your hand lift me up into the realm of your kingdom dominion and authority. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I want to function from your realm of dominion and authority. Say, oh Lord, lay your hands upon me. Lift me up. Lay your hands upon me. And lift me up into the realm of your kingdom authority and dominion. Lay your hands on me. Lift me up into that realm right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, lay your hands upon me. Lift me up into that realm. Into the realm of your kingdom authority and dominion. Thank you, Father. Lay your hands on me. Translate me into the realm of your kingdom authority and dominion that controls the universe, the realm of your kingdom authority and dominion that controls all things, that controls all creatures. Oh Lord, translate me into that realm. right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Recently, the Lord was showing me how you can never reach the highest point in faith without going mad. Yeah, I'm going to repeat what I said. The Lord was showing me how it is impossible for you to reach the highest point in faith without you going mad. Yeah. So, there is a, maybe I should call it a holy madness that is necessary to really produce some terrible and dangerous changes on earth through faith. Now, when I say holy madness, I'm talking about a state where you have completely lost your human sense knowledge. That is, you are no longer thinking like someone that is from this world anymore. You are no longer reasoning. You are not seeing things like a human being anymore. That is, you have lost the human mind. Yeah. Yeah. The reason why you still doubt is because you have not yet lost your human mind. That is why you still doubt. The reason why you still fear is because you have not lost the human mind, the human senses. Yeah. So when this human brain, this brain in your head, when it is now replaced with the brain of Jesus, or with the brain that is similar to that of the angels, there's no way you will doubt. And there's no way you will fear. And there's no way you will think what you are saying in prayer will not happen immediately. Yeah. So, you need to pray that God will do surgery on your brain. Yeah, because what is really limiting us is not the devil, it's our brain. Yeah, that's the fact. What is limiting Christians is not the devil, it's not the government of the country we have. Is our brain, our human senses. That is what is limiting us. That is what has put us in a box, put us in a cage. Yeah. So until something happens to your senses, you might never enter into the manifestation of your calling until things begin to change in your head. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do your surgical operations in my brain that is able to take me to the highest point in faith. Because it is the highest point in faith that you begin to see creative miracles. Creative miracles. Things that are not there begin to appear. Things begin to change. I mean, you will see it with your physical eyes. Systems begin to change. Everything around you begin to change. And it will be as far as you want. That I mean, it is as far as you can desire that you will see. Because you are no longer in this world. Because you no longer think like people in this world. It's more like you are now living in heaven on earth. Because your entire brain is not like those in earth anymore. It's not like those in heaven. So you're going to say, Father, do surgical operations in my brain that is able to take me to the highest point in faith so that I can see mighty miracles. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand fully what I'm saying, pray. Pray it for yourself. Pray this prayer very seriously. Say, oh Lord, do surgical operation on my brain that is able to take me to the highest point in faith, the highest point in trusting you, the highest point in believing you. Do that surgery. We don't have any problem. We are our problems. We have no limitations. We are our limitations. This brain is the problem. The way we think, the way we see things, that's the problem. Go and read your Bible very well and think. And sit down and think about what I'm saying right now. You will discover that we are the problem, not the devil. We are the problem. Say, oh Lord, do your surgical works in my brain that is able to take me to the highest point in faith. Do it, oh Lord. I want to see dangerous changes in my life. Terrible changes in my life. Unusual changes. Uncommon changes. Strange changes. Oh Lord, do that surgery in my brain in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, your entire life is filled with possibilities. Your entire life filled with possibilities. Yeah. It's just, I mean, the angels are just waiting for your faith. God is just waiting for your faith. Your entire life is filled with possibilities. Possibilities. But many of you doubt alone. Except God will tell me that it's not yet time for me to have something. There is nothing I don't believe I cannot have. In fact, I believe I already have them. Yeah. And I'm not going to beg for them. Yeah. But God has not told you that there is something you cannot have. Or God has not told you that, okay, this thing I'm giving you 2025. And then you are limiting yourself, thinking that you can't have them now. Who says you can't have them now? Who says you can't become that person now, that glorious person, that great person, that influential person who says you can't become that person right now as I'm talking. Yeah. Don't or stop limiting yourself. Or maybe I should say stop limiting your God. Stop limiting God's angels. Stop limiting the kingdom of God that you belong. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see how much possibilities that surrounds me. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see how much possibilities that surrounds me so that I can apply my faith to receive them all, to bring them to manifestation. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to see how much possibilities that surrounds me, how much possibilities that is available unto me. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them now. You need to see these things. Maybe you have dream, and in the dream you are healing the sick, you are raising the dead. It means God is telling you that is a possibility around you. It means you can do it in real life. That's what it means. So those beautiful things you see in the dream, God is showing you that is a possibility. That is a possibility. God is saying, claim it. Do it. He's saying, do it. If you can do it in the spirit realm, I've shown you, it means you can do it in the physical. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, open my heart to see how much possibilities that you have placed all around me, how much possibilities you have placed in my life. Open my eyes to see them so that I can apply faith for them to manifest. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes to see them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some of you, your limitation is in what you are not yet doing. It's not God limiting you. It is the fact that you are not yet doing what you should be doing. Yeah, you are not yet doing what you should be doing. You have not taken actions you should take. That is your limitation. Not God, because the moment you start taking the actions, God and heaven is waiting for you to take, then immediately a lot of things will begin to fall in place. A lot of changes begin to happen. Yeah. So what is it that you should be doing that you are not doing? I pray that God will show you. And I pray that God will push you to do them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me the things I should be doing now that I am not yet doing. Show me the things I should be doing now that I'm not yet doing, that is limiting my life. Oh Lord, show me now. I am ready. I am ready. Open your mouth and pray like that. I am ready. The things I should be doing that I am not yet doing, that is limiting my life. Oh Lord, reveal to me now. I am ready. In the name of Jesus, reveal them to me now. Reveal them to me now. Reveal them to me now. In the name of Jesus. The actions heaven is waiting for me to take, for my life to turn around for greatness. Oh Lord, instruct me now. The decisions heaven is waiting for me to make, for my entire life to turn around for greatness. Oh Lord, instruct me now. Instruct me now. Instruct me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Instruct me, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are some understanding and revelations that will not come to you until you have prayed to a point. I think I have said it before. Yeah, until your spirit man has gotten some level of fire. That is when those understanding will begin to come to you. But most Christians don't pray to that point. They don't pray to the point where the Holy Ghost begin to put into their minds inspiration, knowledge, understanding, instructions. Most Christians don't pray to that point. Yeah, and that is the point where your life changes. Yeah. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, put on me grace and anointing to pray in the Spirit to the point where I get inspiration, revelations, and divine understanding. So, O Lord, put on me grace and anointing to pray to the point where I get revelations, instructions, directions, and understanding in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, put that upon me now. Put it on me now. I believe you're praying. Grace and anointing. Grace and anointing. Grace and anointing. To pray. praying the Spirit, to pray in the Holy Ghost, to the point where I begin to get inspiration, revelations, understanding, directions in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, give me that grace. Give me that grace. Give me such anointing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I don't know how Christians can be satisfied without being able to pray in the Spirit. Yeah, you have to be able to pray in the Spirit if you overcome in these last days. It should be a serious hunger in your heart. Yeah. Yeah, so people will say, I've been praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so nothing happened, so I can't force myself. Maybe I'm not supposed to have the gift. Maybe I'm not supposed to have that grace. It's a lie. It's like saying maybe God wants me to be defeated. It's the same with saying maybe God wants me to fail. Yeah, if you just conclude that God don't want you to have the ability to pray in the Spirit, it means you are saying that God don't want you to succeed in life. It's the same. It means you are saying God don't want you to have victories. Because there's no way you will conquer the darkness that is upon this age if you are not able to pray in the Spirit. There is no way. I mean, there is no way. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, because I know this. I know that darkness. Yeah, there is no way. So you're going to pray. You have to be able to pray in the Spirit, and to do it for long hours. Like, you have to. Yeah, whether you're praying in tongues, or you pray in your, there's a way you can pray in the Spirit and you are saying the words you understand. You know, tongues, we don't understand except it is being interpreted. You can also pray in the Spirit even with your words. This English, or whatever is your language. Yeah. Yeah, praying in the Spirit means that you allow the Holy Ghost do the praying. That's what it means. And you just do, you just give Him your mouth. That's the meaning of praying in the Spirit. That is, the Holy Ghost is the one doing the praying. All you are doing is to give Him your mouth to use. Yeah, it's no longer you doing the praying. It's the Holy Ghost. So you give Him your mouth and then you give Him your body to use. That is what praying in the Spirit means. So the Holy Ghost can decide to do it in tongues, and he can even decide to do it in the language you understand. Yeah. And in fact, he can even decide to do it with groanings, according to the scriptures. Yeah. Groanings. That is, you are not even saying anything, but the whole of your spirit is so charged, and your spirit is walking, and you can feel it, your spirit vibrating, walking, and you're not saying anything, but your spirit is doing the prayers, and you can know that your spirit is moving and is praying. So there are different dimensions of this ability. Yeah, you must, I'm repeating it again, you must be able to pray in the Spirit if you will have complete victory, and if you fulfill your calling and destiny. So you are going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, fill me with the ability to pray in the Holy Spirit for a long time. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the ability to pray in the Holy Spirit for a very long time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fill me with the ability. I believe you are desperate for this. And of course, if you are, you will mark this prayer point, and you will continue to pray it until that ability comes alive in you. Say, Holy, say, Father, fill me with the ability to pray in the Holy Spirit for a long time. Fill me with the ability to pray in the Holy Spirit for a long time. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. The longer you can do it, I'm not talking about those people that they just memorize some tongues in their head. They just memorize some tongues in their heads, and they are saying it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about those who are really praying in the Spirit. Those who are not the ones saying those words, but the Holy Ghost putting it in their mouths. That's what I'm talking about. Say, oh Lord, fill me with the ability to pray in the Holy Spirit for long hours. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. There are some attitudes that destroys answers to prayers, even while the answers have already been released. some foolish attitudes, ungodly attitudes, unrighteous attitudes that Christians do, and it makes them lose the answers to their prayers, and they don't know that it is that attitude. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every attitude that is able to abort the answers to my prayers. I bind such attitude in my life right now. Every attitude, character, behaviors that is able to abort the answers to my prayers, able to abort my testimonies, I bind them now in my life. They shall not rise in my life. They shall not walk in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every attitude, mindset, behavior, character that is able to abort the answers to my prayers, to terminate my miracles and blessings. I bind such attitudes now. In the name of Jesus, I bind them now. I bind them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. I bind them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your angels in charge of revelations bring into my life divine revelations that will expose details about my calling that I don't yet know. You're going to say, Father, let your angels in charge of revelations bring into my life revelations that will explain details of my calling that I don't yet know. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God gives revelations through His angels so many times. Even the book of Revelation was written through the visitation of angels. Talk to God. God gave the revelation to an angel to deliver it to Apostle John. So just a single angel is enough to show you details. Details you will never forget. You will see the revelation and you will never forget. Because the angels, they would imprint it in your memory. They will seal it up in your memory. So you will not be able to forget. All the details that you will see in that encounter, you will not be able to forget. And it will be so clear because an angel of the Lord has come to deliver it. So tell the Lord. Say, Lord, send your angels in charge of revelations to come and show me in details issues and matters about my calling that I don't yet know. Matters about my calling. Mysteries about my destiny that I don't yet know. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are so grateful for your love and mercies. Thank you for your grace that is always sufficient. Thank you for your presence and power that is in the earth to produce great wonders. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that by the reason of your faithfulness, release into the lives of your people blessings, helps they should have gotten by now. By the reason of your mercies, release these blessings now into the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that every repentance you must do for you to receive complete forgiveness from God, so that you can qualify for his miracles. I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead you to such repentance. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you that doors you don't ever dream of will open for your life. I pray that from today they begin to open unto you in the name of Jesus. The grace to be faithful to God so that you can enjoy his faithfulness. Receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. The grace to serve God faithfully from a true heart. So that God also will deal with you faithfully and with a pure heart. Receive that grace now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.